For most of us, well, we consider that humility is a good thing, so long as it's someone else who has to humble themselves before us. In this day and age, there are very few people, it seems, who want to live a life of humility. Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome again to Fresh. I took my car down to the garage recently because the brakes weren't working properly. Not a good look. But when I came back in the afternoon to pick it up, the mechanic said to me, "Look, sorry, I couldn't repair your brakes, so I made your horn louder instead." Ain't that the truth? It seems that we're so wrapped up in getting our way these days that we've forgotten that a good car needs brakes, so we just lean on the horn a lot more instead. And don't we squeal and carry on the moment anyone dares to say anything about our inalienable right to crash through life, running over the top of anyone or anything that gets in our way. "That's my life. I'll choose. Get out of my way." Great, huh? Jesus has a slightly different approach. Matthew chapter 23, verses 11 and 12. "Whoever serves you like a servant is the greatest among you. People who think they're better than others will be made humble, but people who humble themselves will be made great." Two very different approaches. Run over the top of everyone to get your way, or become their servant. Do you mind if I ask you, which one of those two do you live out day by day? One is a path to getting what you want, but the promise there is that you won't get it and you'll be humbled instead. The other is the path of humility, which ultimately leads to greatness. Which road you choose to take day by day will absolutely determine where you end up. That's God's word fresh for you today. That's thought-provoking stuff. But then again, that's how it is with God's word. See, he doesn't mince words because he knows that there's some stuff that he needs to deal with in each one of us to set us free from ourselves. Amen? So let me encourage you to stop by at ChristianityWorks.com. Head across to the Media Lounge, where you'll find literally thousands of messages on all sorts of different subjects, conveniently arranged so that you can find exactly the teaching that you need for today. Again, you'll find that Media Lounge at ChristianityWorks.com.